Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with Donovan and Shane. The question for today's show is, who's the better basketball player, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant? Now, Shane, let's talk about it.
Well, Donovan, the obvious category to determine success is whoever has the most championships. And Kobe's five just isn't impressive as Jordan's six. In all six of the championship, Jordan got finals MVP. Kobe only got the award twice. And for season MVP, which is voted for by a panel of professional broadcasters and sportscasters, Michael Jordan won that five times. In 1988, 1991, 1992, 1996, and 1998.
See, Shane, that's where everyone gets it confused. The amount of rings a player has means absolutely nothing. Listen to this, Shane. Bill Russell, 11 rings. Sam Jones, 10 rings. Tom Heinsohn, 8 rings. KC Jones, also 8 rings. Tom Sanders, 8 rings as well. John Havlicek, 8. Jim Loscutoff, 7 rings. Frank Ramsey, 7. Robert Horry, 7. Bob Cousy had 6 rings. So did Scottie Pippen and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So do you mean to tell me that all these people are better than Kobe because of how many rings they have? You have to check the stats. You have to check the overall performance and the grind and work put into their success. Look under the surface, Shane. Kobe is the third all-time scorer in NBA history with 33,643 points behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone. Where's MJ? Fourth, and not for long because LeBron is only 200 points away from passing him.
Well, I see you mentioned Scottie Pippen on the list of the rings. Scottie would have had none of those rings without Michael. And Kobe only got his rings because of Shaq. Michael Jordan is the reason that any of those players got his rings. He led them to those championships and won them the championships.
He got the first three with Shaq. Not because of Shaq, but with Shaq. Shaq was a seasoned vet and never would have gotten those three rings without Kobe. Check the score sheet, Shane. During those three seasons, Shaq averaged one or two more points than Kobe. But that was regular season. During the playoff games, Kobe had more points, more assists, more rebounds, and blocks. Shaq was 7-1, Kobe 6-6. How was Kobe getting more blocks and rebounds? Shaq got all his points from Kobe. Kobe got his points from himself.
But the thing is, whenever you think of the 2000s Lakers, you're going to remember Shaq and Kobe. But if you hear the 90s Bulls, the only name that comes to your head is Michael Jordan. It's a household name. And this is just because he is the best basketball player ever. I mean, look at the stats. Jordan had an offensive rating of 118.4, and Kobe only had an offensive rating of 112.4. Now that's an impressive score, but Jordan's legendary shooting efficiency, his great assist rate, and microscopic rate of turnovers made him the greatest superstar of NBA history.
Shane. Maybe you don't know this. I expect that you don't. Kobe Bryant is one of the only shooting guards to be on the all-time assisting list. MJ is nowhere to be found. And Kobe still is higher than Mike on the all-time scoring list. On top of that, when I think of the Bulls, I think of the legendary Scottie Pippen as well. And don't forget one of the best defensive names in the NBA, Dennis Rodman. Kobe scored for his team and defended for his team. MJ couldn't play both ends of the floor like Kobe could. You can't look me in my face and tell me that you truly believe the lies you speak. You hear him, Shane? Kobe, Kobe.
All right. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk About It with Donovan and Shane.
And now to close out, Kobe.